The UN and the Association for International Development Agencies have highlighted the impact of the continuing blockade on the healthcare system in the Gaza Strip. International officials representing the UN, the WHO, and other health organizations have called for the immediate lifting of the siege and opening of Gaza's border crossings.
Years of tight Israeli siege and a devastating war that came to an end 1 year ago have affected all aspects of life in Gaza, with the health care system among the worst hit, shortage of medical equipment and medicine, as well as death of patients due to lack of specialized treatments in the Strip, are recurrent themes in Gaza. UN agencies and the Association for International Development Agencies, representing over 80 NGOs, highlighted the health impact of the continuing blockade on the territory on Wednesday. They again called on Israel to relax its tight control of the Gaza Strip's borders, to allow in a sufficient supply of essential items and access to care not available in the enclave.
The UN Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator, Mr. John Holmes, have been saying for some time that there is a collective punishment of the people of Gaza, and we don't think it's correct, that this should not be.
The head of WHO Office for the West Bank and Gaza said that the effective health care system cannot be sustained in isolation from the outside world. Israel generally permits supplies of medicines into Gaza, but not always enough to prevent shortages. However, it does not allow certain medical equipment, such as X-ray and electronic devices, to be brought into Gaza easily, and the clinical staff frequently lack equipment they need.
They do want to allow equipment in and spare parts and so on, and quite often that happens without too much difficulty, but any piece of equipment where they think there's a possibility that it could be used for some other purpose, some military purpose or for making bunkers or what have you, they say they have to investigate it very, very carefully. We have to send an awful lot of detail to them so they can look into it.
We all face incredible delays. Sometimes we never have an outright denial of what is not allowed in. We never get anything in writing. It is just about consistent bureaucracy. It's a policy of delaying and delaying and delaying, which, you know, and after so much delay, it eventually does become denial.
Health professionals in the besieged enclave have been cut off from the outside world, unable to travel freely for training to upgrade their clinical skills or to learn about new medical technology. Many specialized treatments are not available here, and patients are therefore referred for treatment to hospitals outside Gaza. Since June 2007, 368 patients have lost their lives as they were not able to cross the borders to get life-saving treatment abroad. Israel says most requests by Gazan patients for treatment abroad are approved, but Gazans say in many cases the approval is given when the patients are dead. Egypt also closed its border to patients most of the time. World health officials stress the necessity to end the siege of Gaza in order to allow the health sector to function properly. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.